Chapter 5. Okay, you ready for this one? 21 Reasons You're Broke. Now, I will tell you, I did not like that title. And I prayed on that and I'm like, Lord, really? Like, I don't like it. It's not nice. And that's the title I keep getting. So that's the title we're going to roll with. And so I am not going to go through all, 21 reasons, get the book and go through that, for all those reasons. But two that I will point out, or I'm sorry, three. I'll point out three. Number one, money's the root of all evil. No, it's the love of money. It's putting money above God. That's the root of all evil. Number two, rich people are bad. No, rich people, just like poor people, can be bad, but them having money isn't the sin. It's not having money. It's money having you. There are poor people that money has them. They'd rob and steal to get it. And so you got to understand the difference between having money and money having you. Are there rich people that money has them? For sure. Of course. But there's also poor people that money has them. And then number three, you need money to make money. Well, I started from scratch. And my, I paid my own college. I never finished, but I paid my own college. I never, no one chipped in to help me in my business. And I built a business that's done over $30 million. And I went up, I found this article from Dave Ramsey. I thought it was really powerful. And it says, did millionaires inherit their wealth? Just how deep does the myth that millionaires' wealth simply fell into their laps go? We found out that 74% of millennials believe millionaires inherited their money, and more than half of baby boomers think the same thing. But the study actually showed that only 2% of millionaires, or I'm sorry, only 21% of millionaires received any inheritance at all. Only 16% inherited more than 100,000. Only 3% received an inheritance at or above $1 million. 3%. So that means 97% did not inherit $1 million, yet went on to become a millionaire. 97%. Powerful. And so be sure to check out the questions and the prayer at the end of chapter 5.